Doctors have developed a new and controversial way of obtaining matched donors for children who need tissue transplants. The technique involves creating embryos in the laboratory and then only implanting those that will grow to be a tissue match into a woman's uterus. The technique is currently off-limits in the United Kingdom, but its use is growing in this country. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
There are numerous diseases that can be successfully treated with stem cell transplants using umbilical cord blood, leukemias, anemias, and other rarer disorders. The problem is finding cord blood that is a proper genetic match.
Very often, about 10 to 15%, they don't have any match, even from family members.
Yuri Verlinsky is a fertility expert at the Reproductive Genetics Institute in Chicago. For several years now, he has been offering a way for couples with a sick child to have another child with the proper genetic characteristics to be a cord blood donor. The technique is called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD. The process starts off like in vitro fertilization, where parents' egg and sperm are mixed in the lab to form embryos. But with PGD, the embryos undergo the additional step of genetic testing. Verlinsky says only those embryos with the desired characteristics are transferred to the mother's uterus.
And when baby born, stem cell from umbilical cord is transplanted to six siblings and person is cured.
In tomorrow's edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Verlinsky describes the birth of five healthy children conceived as stem cell donors for a sick brother or sister. Now, this is not the first time PGD has been used this way. In the late 1990s, Verlinsky collaborated with University of Minnesota pediatrician John Wagner to help a couple have a child who could contribute cells to a sister with a deadly genetic disease called Fanconi anemia.
After several years of trying to get this technology to work, they were the first successful case that went on to transplant and cure of their daughter with Fanconi anemia back in 2000.
In that case, Wagner says the embryos were tested not only to make sure they were a genetic match, but also to be certain they didn't carry the disease. That's different from what Verlinsky is publishing tomorrow.
What's different is that this is the first paper that reports on the use of pre-implantation genetic diagnosis for HLA only, that is the tissue typing only, and not worrying about the issue of disease.
Because of that, UK authorities have decided not to allow that kind of embryo selection. But University of Texas law professor John Robertson says he sees nothing wrong with parents wanting a child for the purpose of stem cell donation.
Indeed, people have been doing that through coital conception and taking the chance that the child that they then have will be a match. So doing it by embryo selection enables them to have the second child, and that child can provide usually umbilical cord blood to save the first child.
But University of Minnesota pediatrician John Wagner says there is the potential for abuse in the embryo selection process.
For example, you know, we don't want to have children being born to give up their kidney or parts of the liver or a lung or whatever. Certainly there needs to be strict statements as to what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Wagner says unlike the United Kingdom, in the United States there is no federal authority guiding the acceptable use of this technology. Decisions are made by local medical institutions that provide the services. But as the technique becomes more popular, and Wagner says he's already got hundreds of couples undergoing the procedure, the desire for more oversight may grow. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.